Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, now that the old fellows have come to the parting of the ways, with Lum taking the moving picture theater and Abner retaining the store, it looks as though Lum has gotten the better end of the deal. So far, Abner has not even been able to hire anyone for an assistant. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in his Jot'em Down store and library. Cedric is just entering.
Wonderful world.
Uh-oh. Howdy, Cedric. Come on in.
What was you want to see me about, Mr. Abner?
Huh?
You called up Mama and told her you want to see me about something.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Cedric. I forgot I called you. Tell you, I'm just so mixed up here without Lum. I just can't hardly recollect what I am doing.
Mixed up, are you?
Oh, yeah.
How come you and Mr. Lum separated yourselves from one another?
I don't know, Cedric.
Thought you fellas were just partnerships for keeps.
Well, I allowed that myself, but the other day, me and him got to arguing, and he wanted to sell the store to raise money to make the picture show bigger, and I just couldn't agree to that. And then, well, the first thing I knowed, why, I'd swapped him my half the picture show for his half of the store here.
Yeah, I heard about it. Papa said you made a mistake, too.
Huh?
I heard Papa say that to Mama at breakfast this morning. He said you made a big mistake not keeping the interest in that picture show.
Yeah, well, I reckon it's all over town now, what a poor business head I am. Just plain ignorance, that's my trouble.
Well, I reckon it is.
Lum tried to tell me I never had no business judgment, and just looks like he was right.
Well, why don't you get your part of that show back again, though?
Well, it's too late now, Cedric. The deal's done made. Both of us signed a legal paper Lum drawed up. Oh.
Papa said you made a mistake.
Well, don't keep telling me that, Cedric.
Well, that's what he said.
Well, that's all I hear everywhere I go. Even my own woman says I done wrong. She claims that I ain't progressive like Lum is. Says I'm in a rut. I'll never get nowhere.
Well, that's what Papa says, too. Says you made a mistake.
Yeah, about all I can do now is just try to make the best of it, I reckon. Leastways, I got the store, and I can make a living out of there. Little bitty living, I reckon.
Yes, Mom.
I
don't believe you got any more sense than Gidcombe.
Well, I don't know, Cedric. I don't appear to have much, I'll admit it. Yeah, about the best I can expect to do is just barely make a living. Poor businessman like I am.
Well, what was you want to see me about, though? You never did say.
Oh, yeah, well, I just wondered, Cedric, if you'd like to work for me here in the store.
Gosh, I don't know, Mr. Abner.
I got to get somebody. Can't run it all by myself.
Won't you get Gidcombe?
Well, I don't know. Don't know where he's working or not now. I was sort of aiming on getting Grandpappy Spear, but he claims that he has to rest up during the day. He says he saves his strength to play that player panner over at Lum's picture show overnight.
Gidcombe make you a good man.
Yeah, Grandpap says pumping them pedals is uncommonly hard work. Says it takes a lot out of him.
Well, of course, I'm working over there overnight, too, running a projection machine for Mr. Lum.
Yeah, but you can quit if you want to. You ain't got no contract with Lum. I'll pay you better wages than he's paying you, Cedric.
Well, I got my other job, too, there, working a graveyard shift over at Mr. Walt Bates' defense plant.
Yeah, but that leaves you your daytime spree, Cedric.
Well, I can't work all the time, Mr. Abner.
Well, you can quit over at Lum's, then. That's when I want you, the daytime. You ain't trying to go to high school during the day no more, are you?
High school?
Yeah.
Oh, but doggone. I know there's something I've been forgetting lately.
Huh?
I ain't went to school for 3 or 4 weeks now.
You ain't?
Forgot all about it. Boy, I better get over and see how I'm getting along.
Well, now, wait now, Cedric.
I might have passed into some other grade by now, not even noticed.
Well, you couldn't have did that, Cedric. They've more than likely unzolled you from the school by this time.
Reckon they sure enough did that, too.
Why, sure. Now, let's talk about this job here. I'll make a big mercantile out of you, Cedric.
Big mercantile?
Yes, sir. What do you think of that?
How could they unzol me from the school long as Papa's president of the school board, though?
For the land's sake, Cedric, forget that.
I'm going home to talk to Papa. Papa fix it.
Cedric,
he'll
come back here now.
He'll fix it. He's president
Cedric,
of the school board.
Cedric, just a minute now. Come here. Don't you know what I'm offering you, the opportunities of a lifetime? You'll have a regular steady job, be looked up to in the community.
Will, huh?
Why, sure. If Fact says you might even get to where you'd be entitled to order the businessman's luncheon down there at Luke Spears' restaurant.
Would folks call me Mr. Cedric?
Why, sure they would.
How much does it pay?
Well, I'll give you $15 a week wages.
$15?
Yes, sir. And if you work good and hard and be honest in all your dealings and get to where I can put a lot of dependence in you, I might even just make you a partner in the business.
A partner?
Yes, sir.
Boy.
That's what
boy.
I'll do, Cedric. I'll sure do it. Yes,
sir. How much will I make then?
Well, let's see. Well, you get half of the profits is what you get.
Well, good for me. How much is the profits?
Well,
tell me that. That's what I want to know. How much is it?
Up to the time when me and Lum split up, I had, a balance cash on hand of a little over $6. Of course, there was still a bill or two out to pay.
Well, how much would my half be?
Well, that'd be $6. See, I was a half partner, Cedric.
Well, Mr. Abner, I believe I'd just rather work for you. I don't believe I want to be no partner.
All right. Don't sound like a better deal, does it?
Mom?
Cedric, how would you like to own a business all by yourself?
Mom?
How would you like to own a Jot'em Down store? I tell you, I know a good fella you can hire to work for you, and he's been in the grocery business for years. Had
Gibson?
Lots of experience. Another fella. He's honest and clean, and he's settled down, married feller. Got one young'un named Pearl. Awful steady. Never flies off the handle, and you can get me you can get him for $15 a week cash.
Oh, no. That's the job I want. I want you to own the store.
Huh?
Well, I couldn't afford to own it, I don't think.
Well, all right. You can't blame a fella for trying. Well, is it a deal then, Cedric? Will you take the job?
Well, yes, Mom. Well, I'll try it for a while anyway, see how it works out.
Well, good. Hooray for you, Cedric. Okay. Now then, maybe I ought to practice you up a little before you start in waiting.
Well, wait a minute, Mr. Abner. What about references or whatever you call them?
What, Cedric?
Whatever you call them things.
Reference?
Yeah.
You mean letters from folks saying if you're upstanding and honest and all that?
Yes, Mom, that's what I mean, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Papa says all us get them things.
Oh, well, Lord me, Cedric, you don't have to worry about them. I won't ask you for none of them. I've known you long enough, Cedric.
Well, I never meant for you to ask me for none. I'm asking you for some. Well, I ain't going to work for just anybody, you know.
Well, for the land's sake.
I heard Papa and Mr. Seastrunk talking the other day, and they said everything was changed around nowadays, especially in business.
Well, yeah, I'll admit, Cedric, things has changed.
They said nowadays it's a worker that decides if he'll take a job or if he won't.
Well,
it's a working man's market. That's what they said.
Yeah, there's sort of a shortage of manpower out here, but now in your case...
Are you honest, Mr. Abner?
What? Huh?
Are you honest and upstanding in your dealings?
Why, of course I am. You know me, Cedric. You know how I'm looked up to here in the community. Go to church of a Sunday, prayer meeting every Wednesday night. I'm kind animals. You know all that, Cedric.
Well, yeah, but I was just checking up. Fellas got to do that, you know, nowadays.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Let's see now. How old are you? No, I don't care about that. Are you neat in your work and polite to folks? Always get here on time.
Well, yeah. Now, listen here now, Cedric.
Are you? Don't try to evade me.
Well, sure I am. Yes, I am. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Oh, what's the capital of Massachusetts?
Now, Cedric, I ain't going through no quiz program here for you.
Well, I don't know what to ask. I know I'm supposed to ask you about your question.
Well, just let it go, Cedric. I ain't interested in it. Long as I don't want a reference from you, there's no reason for you to want one from me, Cedric.
Well, I got to have them, though, before I can consider the job. Can you name five fellers that'll give you a good recommend?
Why, of course I can. Law me, yes, five. Well, Lom, you can... No, I don't reckon Lom would.
No, he wouldn't.
No, he'd write down out of a poor business head. That's what he'd do.
You can put me down there, for one. No, I better not, though.
And Squire Skimp, he wouldn't give me no recommend. He's still mad at me because we win that trial from SC now.
I know Papa wouldn't either because he said you made a big mistake selling out your half the picture show.
Yeah, that's right. Let's see, there ought to be somebody.
Ought to be.
Charlie Redfield, he'd sign it. Only he's such a storyteller, nobody'd believe anything he says.
No, I won't take his word for it.
And Grandpappy Spear the same way.
Oh, yeah.
Exaggerates everything to where you can't put no dependence in his old opinion.
Yep.
Let's see. Doggies, there just ain't nobody here. Cedric, are you sure I need to get five or he come in? Couldn't you cut that down to, say, about three?
I don't know, Mr. Abner. I oughtn't to do it, I don't think.
Yeah, but me and you are such good friends, Cedric. We've been pals for a long time, you might say.
Well,
I'll
cut it down to three, then.
Well, good for you. Doggies, that's mighty thoughty of you.
Go ahead and name the three. Who are they?
Well, I, How about making that two, Cedric?
Two?
Yeah, I know good and well I can get two. Me and Elizabeth. She'll give me a good rec... Now, wait a minute. Doggy, she thinks I done wrong about that picture show, too. The way she's joined at me at breakfast this morning, I'm afraid she wouldn't cast no compliments at me.
Well, it just looks like you can't get no recommends, Mr. Abner.
Yeah, Doggy, it sure does look that way.
Yeah, I'm afraid I'll just have to look around for somebody else. Somebody that's better thought of in the community and all.
Well, be honest, I don't blame you, Cedric.
I'll keep you in mind, though.
I wish you would.
Yeah, if some little old job that I think you can handle turns up, I'll let you know.
Well, that's awful thoughty of you, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. You drop back in a few days and see how things are.
All right, I will. Much obliged to you.
Oh, tut, tut, not at all, not at all. Proud to help you.
Yeah, well, so long.
Yeah, so long.
I'd never go home and face Elizabeth. Here I am, complete failure.
Howdy, howdy, Abner. Where about you going?
Howdy, Grandpa.
Where are you heading for?
Oh, Lord, I don't know where a feller like me can head for. Out of work, can't get no recommends, can't get no job.
What do you mean you can't get no job?
Well, I just in there talk. Hey, Doggies, wait a minute. What am I doing out here? I was the one that was hiring him. Hey, Cedric! Cedric, get out of my store.